55 salutes the employees of Salen Packing Company. Over 80 more reasons why Western New York is such a great place to be.
We love Western New York. We love Western New York.
Hey, Western New York, you ready to start a brand new week? This is WGR Buffalo. It's 10 o'clock.
Tom Donahue.
My world, his world. I gotta know that midnight train to Georgia leaving on track 2 down the hall here. Not too many people take trains anymore, though. Now it's more like the midnight jet. Midnight supersonic to Georgia. You get there in 2 minutes. Just have enough time to sit down and warm up the seat and say hi to the guy next to you, you know. We're now landing.
Look around you.
Lady Little River Band at GR 55 at 9 minutes after 10 o'clock. Second period score in the National Hockey League's Monday night game, and of course the only game being played tonight. Detroit is ahead of Montreal 2-1. Hey, you umpires, report for the exhibition baseball games, or three strikes and you're out. I don't think they could do that, though, I guess. Maybe they could, you know. Love is the answer, GR 55. What's the question, though? That's the important part. Love can be an answer to a lot of questions, you see. 15 minutes after 10 at GR 55's England Dan and John Ford Coe. It's been a long time since they've had a hit song. Well, not real long, but, you know, a good few months anyway. And I love the name of the new album that's from. I think it's got to win my award for the best new album in the decade as far as the title goes. Dr. Heckle and Mr. Jive. Oh, yeah. I like that. Hey, don't forget this Sunday is the St. Patrick's Day Parade, and yours truly will be playing the GR 55 Jolly GR Giant. Really? Yeah, I love that. Bobby Caldwell. And what you won't do for love, GR 55, it's 10:20, Monday night, Tom Donahue program, good to have you with us. It'll be clear at times tonight, the low tonight about 20 degrees, windy and warmer tomorrow and tomorrow night with a chance of showers beginning in the afternoon. The high will be in the mid-40s, low tomorrow night in the mid-30s, cloudy and turning colder on Wednesday with a chance of showers, high Wednesday about 40. 25 degrees now, GR 55, was a very, very nice clear night, and it's too bad we didn't have the clear night for tomorrow night, because tomorrow I think we're supposed to have the eclipse of the moon, lunar eclipse this would be, rather than the solar eclipse. And this one you can look at with your eyes safely and everything, you won't hurt yourself. But if we have the clouds, I don't know if we'll be able to see it or not, but let's keep our fingers crossed. 25 degrees now, and a reminder, the Center for Christian Living will hold a talk on human sexuality on Tuesday, March 13th at 8 p.m. at 10,324 Main Street in Clarence. That's the only place. When you get up to 10,324, you're in Clarence. Admission, $3. Free registration is required and can be made by calling 759-6454.
GR55.
Matter of fact, each and every night, my wife and I have a 2-year-old daughter join us.
Mommy, there's a lion in my bedroom.
It's 10:24 from GR 55. Here is Neil Diamond. Neil Diamond, it's Hey Maybe at GR 55. It's 10:30. Another final in the National Invitational Tournament. Second round, Old Dominion.
Good Old Dominion. Everyone there is above 65.
Old Dominion defeated Clemson 61-59 in double overtime. That's one of those basic nail biters. 10:31 as we strike gold way back when 1963, Jimmy Gilmer.
Oh, there's a crazy little shack.
Well, if 1963 doesn't turn you on, maybe 1962 will. Oh, hi there. That was Duke of Earl from 1962, and if 1962 doesn't turn you on, maybe 1961 will. Going back and back. and back. Pretty soon I'll be in diapers here. Baby, it's you. Ta-da-da-da. That's the Shirelles, GR55. It's 22 minutes before 11 o'clock. I was going to tell you, I know what I was going to tell you. About Rick Swenson. You heard of Rick Swenson? Rick Swenson was a guy who just came in the Idiotrod sled dog race. They held this every year. GR55 is going to wrap it up for Tom Donahue. Don't forget, it'll be Pete Zonowski tomorrow morning at 2 for Jim Scott while Jim does Frank Penny show while Frank's on vacation. Once again, the final from the game played tonight and Monday night. Montreal 3, Detroit 3 in hockey. Tie game. Love you inside and out. It's a little complicated. A little confusing. I don't know which end's up. Yeah. Those are the Bee Gees from their album Spirits Having Flown. That wraps up the Tom Donahue program. John Otto is next with Extension 55. My dear friends and neighbors, it's now 11:30.
John Otto on the telephone, Extension 55.
You are on at Extension 55. It's your cue, and let us hear from you for our Monday night on the radio, starring you and your almighty point of view. Give us the word tonight. And tonight, may I say, we aim to hear it from you from the floor on any and all subjects. What's more, we'll wing it with you till 2, and this is John Otto, your operator on, saying, for the love of life, for the love of life, call up the world as it turns. If you're young, if you're restless, if you're out there, why, go to the phone and call that number now. Call that number. Oh, dial that number. Unless you did so last night when we did all the calls, as it turned out. Relating to how you spend your days soaking up the soap suds. And they are still legitimately soap operas. I thought the numbers of advertisements for soap had declined. You know, but in point of fact, Professor Casata from the university says, didn't she say something? Over 40% of the ads are soap or soap products, or was it higher than that? The rest, I think, have to be what they call the personal products. But the heavy revenue comes from daytime for the networks. That was very surprising also. Otherwise, what is interesting in your life? Comment on this, that, or the other thing tonight. Something you want to, or something you've observed, you want to commend or condemn. We'll roam all over the lot tonight. Spontaneous, unrehearsed, and at times unbelievable. Some things on which you may want to comment in the news over the week. Oh, those Greenpeace people protesting the slaughter of those adorable little animals, you know. They came up with a great idea. It didn't work altogether because I understand today the slaughter was on in earnest. But they must have saved about 1,000 of them because they went around spraying red vegetable dye on the coats of the little seal pups. And on the theory, I dare say, that they are better red than dead. And that's so true. Gee, cute little devils with the big eyes, so soulful. And it's just frightful to think of the slaughter progressing again. Let us see. In the news also, the president in Israel has seemingly done everything he could. He's worn a little black cap everywhere he's gone, and his wife has been out and dancing the hurrah till all hours, and still he can't get that peace treaty to begin. Begin. he got it to him, but he won't sign it, is the thing of it. And we have, you might want to comment on the latest from the Ayatollah over there in Iran, where they overthrew the tyranny and introduced perfect democracy. You had 10,000 women marching through the streets of Tehran today, singing Forever in Blue Jeans, the current Neil Diamond hit. You know, money talks, but it don't sing and it don't walk. Very inspiring. That's why I want to be forever in blue jeans. Very inspiring lyrics like that. Kind of lyrics that inspire Neil Diamond. And, oh boy. And meanwhile, I don't know whether you saw, but in another Iranian city, a man and woman each were given 20 lashes for having, quote, desired sexual relations with each other. Boy, that's the kind of thing will curb romance any time, I'll tell you. Gosh, just having desired. Now, they didn't say whether they practiced it or not. Just having, I mean, the thought is father to the deed, I know, but even our president lusteth in his heart, so he is acknowledged. And seven men were given five lashes for each, for gambling, as if the pain of losing were not enough. They got to go through that. So that's... Democracy returns to the Persians over there under that old Ayatollah. Boy, he is...
That doesn't say much. Five lashes for wanting to gamble and 20 for sex?
Yeah, that's... No, that didn't occur to me. That's right. Far more severe for sexuality than for gambling. And but I they may take into account the pain of losing, you know, and think not to inflict more than five lashes each. 886-6450 is the number at which we're reachable. Very shortly, we thought to go to the phones and ring you in. You may want to comment on those things, or say what you will. There's this.